The Mishnah Masechta Becharis Daf Chaf Tesam and Aleph taught us that if somebody may not take payment to Paskin Adin Torah, the Mishnah taught us that somebody may not take payment to teach Torah. Ask the Gemara Manani Mili, from where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara Amar Yehuda Marav, Damakra, the Pasuk says, Re'ei Lamanati Eschem, Kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Klal Yisrael, Ma ani bechinam af atem bechinam. Tanya Namihochi continues the Gemara, Kasha tzivan Hashem alakai, Ma ani bechinam af atem bechinam. Umenayim shloim motzu bechinam. How do we know if we can't find somebody that will teach Torah for free? Sheilma b'schar. Don't say, well, if I can't find the Rebbe who's willing to teach me Torah without payment, then I'm exempt. You should pay. Tamalim emes kenei. Pay. If you have no choice, you have to pay. However, continues the Gemara, Nayin Shloyama, but how do we know that this person who had to pay to learn Torah should not in turn say, Kshem Shlomadatiya Beschar, just like I pay to learn Torah. Kach alam dena Beschar. I need to get paid to teach Torah. Tamalim emes kenei. You pay for the emes. You pay to learn Torah. Val timkor, but you have no right to do different and sell your Torah. There's a machloikis rishonim. What exactly? How do we learn from this pasuk of ma ani bechinam af atem bechinam? The Ran explains that what the pasuk means to say is that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that Hashem told me to teach you Torah for free. Ashkash Tzivani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me that I have to teach you Torah without payment. The Rosh, however, explains differently. The Rosh explains that what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Klal Yisrael was that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught me Torah, obviously without payment, so too do we all have to follow that original model to teach Torah without getting payment. Tosfos Masechet Nedarim has a different approach. He says it's difficult to believe that Moshe Rabbeinu got paid to teach Torah, given that Moshe Rabbeinu was a wealthy man. Tosfos, Divrei Hamaskel Ma, says that now that our Gemara taught us that one may not get paid to teach Torah, how do people indeed get paid to teach Torah? So Tosfos says a number of heterim when you're allowed to take payment to teach Torah. One heter, Tosfos says, is if the teacher of Torah has no other source of income besides this. So just like the Gemara Masechta Ksubis, Daf Kuf Hayom and Aleph says that the Dayanei Gzeirus Shebishlayim got paid from Hegdash because they had no other source of income. The other heter, which we discussed in our previous year, is the heter of Shtchar B'Teila, which our Gemara discusses as well, that if he could have been doing something else in that time, as we learned, it has to be obvious that he could have been doing something in that time. It's not just that he says, well, maybe an opportunity would have come to me. It has to be that he certainly could have been working and earning money. Another heter, which applies when teaching ketanim, is that we know when somebody's teaching young children, it's not only that he's getting paid for teaching them, he's also getting paid for taking care of them. And that's why he's allowed to get paid. Another reason is Pisuk Tamim. They're not just taught what actual Torah. Pisuk Tamim is they're taught how to lane, which is not an obligation to know. So for that, they're allowed to get paid. Another heter is that if there's tircha involved, the Rebbe has to work hard to give a good shiur, to prepare a shiur. For that, you're allowed to get paid. paid. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud teaches us. Misha Choshev Lasek B'Torah. Somebody thinks he's going to learn Torah, Ulespanis Mitztaka, and then get paid for and get live off Tztaka. Says the Rambam, Hu Mechalel Es Hashem, Umevaze Es HaTorah, Umechaber Es HaDas. He extinguishes our religion. V'goyim Ro La'atzmoy, V'noit L'schai Olam Havashalah. Very sharp words the Rambam uses if somebody acts in this way. And the reason is because you're not allowed to have hanor from the very Torah in this world. Moreover, he quotes the Mishnah Pirkei Avos called Torah She'eni Mo Melacha, Soif Betela, the Goyreris Oven. The Tashbatz disagrees. He says that it's the obligation of every community to support the learning, the people who learn Torah, to support those that teach Torah, because if we won't have that system of people learning Torah and teaching Torah, then we won't have a world of Torah. And in fact, the Beis Yosef and Yerideya, Simon Reish Mevav Divrei Hamaskel Mashikosov Kol HaMesim, says that it was never the Minig and Klal Yisrael to follow the Rambam, because if we're not going to have a system where people teach other people Torah, then we won't have Torah and Klal Yisrael, and we won't have a system of yeshivas and rabbonim. And that's the opinion that the Bach and the Shach and the Taz take. And so too, says the Chasam Sofer, and the Shaal Shetshuvos Chasam Sofer, Choshe Mishpat Simen Kuf Samach Dalid, that every community is obligated to appoint somebody who's always available to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. And he says, of course, if this person is able to be independently sufficient financially, great. But if not, he should, of course, be supported. The Bi'a Locha in Simen Reish Laman Aleph Divrei HaMaskel B'Kol quotes the Tshuvas Divrei Shmuel that says that even the Rambam would agree that B'Zman HaZeh there is a heter for those that learn Torah to be supported from the tzedakim. Because he says there was a world where it was easier to learn and have a profession. And therefore, that's what you should do. But nowadays, where that's difficult to achieve, says the Bi'a Locha, even the Rambam would agree that Rabbonim and Rebbe's should get paid. But, says the Bach, and the Mashal says the same, this that we're giving a heter to pay Rabbonim, Magidi Shurim, is only as much as they need to live. He says, Ab Bezdin has a heter to take more than he needs, because there's a special point that the Ab Bezdin, he says, should be wealthy, that he should be able to command the proper respect. Moreover, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Simen Reish Mevav Sif Katan Chaf Aleph says, when you give payment to Talmid Chacham, it should be a steady payment, but not that they should live off gifts that are not steady. The Taz in Reish Mevav Sifkot and Zion says that we can't be exact to give these individuals just as much as they need to live. The people need to marry off children. People need have other needs. So we should do it not in an exorbitant manner, but not in a very tight manner. The Bach also says that if somebody violates this halacha, or ma ani b'chinam, af atem b'chinam, although he did the wrong thing, he doesn't have to return it. I the halacha is by Shoichad of Chas V'Shalom, somebody took a bribe, there he has to return it. So the Bach, quoting the Shar Mishpat, explains there's a difference. Shoichad is a lav. Mani b'chinom, af atem b'chinom, is a mitzvah sasei, and therefore it's less significant. However, there are many that disagree. The Machna Ephraim, the Birkei Yosef, they hold that you have to give back the money. Because if you don't give back the money, going back to the example that we discussed in our previous year, that a dayan who takes money becomes permanently disqualified to be a dayan. So if he takes money and becomes permanently disqualified to be a dayan, how could he ever come back unless he returns the money? The Sefer Chassidim says, and the remark quotes the Sefer Chassidim in Yoredeus Simen Reish Mem Lamed Beis Sif Lamed Dalet. The Gemara says in Masechta Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph that if somebody finds two objects, Avedus Oviv Avedus Rabbi, something that is father lost and something that is Rebbe lost, Avedus Rabbi Kodemus. Says the Gemara, you have to take care, and you can't return both for whatever reason. Avedus Rabbi Kodemus. Mishum she'ovev hevi l'chaya olam hazeh. His father brought him to this world, Gashmis to the world. Rabbi shalom dechokma hevi l'chaya olam haba. Says the Sefer Chassidim. However, if his father, or even a different individual, is the one that's paying his tuition, then Avedus Oviv, or the Aved of the person who's paying his tuition, he comes first, because he's the one that's actually bringing him L'chaya Olam Haba. Our Gemara says that if you can't find a Rebbe, only an individual who's willing to get paid to be a Rebbe, so you should learn from him. So the Panovich Rav I saw asks, how could that be? By us paying a person to teach us Torah, who, as Al Gemara says, is not supposed to receive payment for teaching Torah, you're being oved aveira of lifnei evil esita michshol. So the Panovich Rav answers that the issur is not the taking payment. There's a chiv to teach Torah for free, for not getting payment. So now, if somebody has a choice, because he doesn't have anybody who will teach him Torah without payment. So he has that option. Or he should pay to learn Torah, or not to learn at all. So of course, he has to pay to learn. And once he has to pay to learn, then he should pay. In order to fulfill his serious obligation that we all have to learn Torah, should pay, and is obligated to pay, and therefore the person who's receiving payment, even though he's doing the wrong thing, we're not doing lifnei evil by paying him, we're doing whatever we can to be able to learn Torah.